other is a birch tree in the windstorm. Maybe if I fill all of my time, I will forget how I miss you and who we were when we were young and how we were staying up too late, spilling secrets like red wine on new carpet. Maybe if I listen to your music more, I will remember what it's like to sit on creaky floors next to each other with our eyes closed, heads nodding softly, needle on vinyl, filling the room with warm smoke rises to the ceiling, ashtray on the table. Sometimes when we talk through the phone, we are happy, and I remember we laugh the same, because I always wanted to be like you. I still do. Spoken in months, stretching out, we are far from knowing each other true, but when I hear your voice again, I will be okay. And sometimes when I find myself lonely, I retrace the forest paths we created just because we wanted to trample the tall grass and carefully transport moss, make the earth move. And then I think again about how you drove me through a snowstorm to the hospital, played an album that would become my favorite. You sang every word I didn't know yet, that when I listen to it now, I can still hear your voice. Do you remember the birch grove next to the house we shared? I was barely 19. It was barren and covered in snow. We stomped through to find the ocean. And when the ocean greeted us with a strong, salty embrace, we couldn't help but laugh the same. The last time we talked, you told me you're depressed, and it is unlike you to be so honest. And this is how I knew that if I lost you, I would lose myself too. You have always been my roots. So I remind you that life can be funny. I tell you about the weather, ask about your car, and how are your plants doing? Have you been to Bay Cities and Santa Monica recently? Will you say hi to Elle for me? Have you made a new mixtape? And don't forget to take care of yourself. I'm proud of you. I have loved you for so long. I still do.